Hi, Adolf.
Hello, doctor. I'm looking for some natural remedies to prevent constipation, especially also hard stools, especially early in the morning, which causes me pain during bowel movements and also some bleeding. So I've been using Colace, but it doesn't seem to do much for it.
Yeah. This hasn't been all your life, has it, sir?
Pardon?
This has not been going on all your life, has it?
No, it's a more recent thing. Well, it's been sort of creeping up and about within the last couple of months.
Okay.
Although I did, through the years, I did have a little problem with hemorrhoids, and I'm not sure whether the pain and bleeding is caused by hemorrhoids or something more serious. But hard stools usually bring it on, cause pain and little bleeding and during bowel movement. Well, and can you recommend something there?
Yes, sir. I'm guessing, but you tell me if I'm wrong, that you're over 60 to 65 years of age?
I'm over 80. Well, actually 82.
Okay. Okay. Well, by the time we all get to be 80 or to 82, sir, one thing that is very, very common, just as for men, low testosterone is very common by that age. Well, another part of the body that really slows down on working properly and sometimes it doesn't work very well at all is the digestive tract. We see so many people who are over 80 whose stomachs aren't making enough acid to break the food down properly. And if they don't make enough acid, the pepsin enzyme isn't made enough either, so it can't be digested properly either, not just acidified. And not only that, but then the signal that goes to the pancreas, which is triggered by enough, the signal is triggered by enough stomach acid, and that signal goes, it's a hormone, by the way, called secretin, goes to the pancreas and tells the pancreas, okay, your turn now to release the digestive enzymes. Well, that signal isn't being sent, so the pancreas does only part of the job it's supposed to do, and that is not at all unusual when a person's over 80. And so the first thing to do to straighten out the digestive function is to check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. How's my stomach working? Do I need to take supplemental pancreatic digestive enzymes? And frequently just doing that brings the bowel function back to where it should be, sir. Now, there is one other thing. You are quite correct that the hard stool and the bleeding could be hanging onto hemorrhoids and be the cause of the bleeding, but we always want to be sure, gee, could I have colon cancer or not? And it's probably not likely, it's probably just a hard stool, but we do not have to go have a tube stuck up you know where to look for colon cancer. There's a test that one can actually read about online and order online. It's called ColoGuard, ColoGuard, ColoGuard.
ColoGuard.
Yeah, and what that does is it actually identifies if there's any DNA from cancer cells in the stool. And if there is DNA from cancer cells in the stool, you better go see a specialist in colon cancer. But if they don't find any DNA from cancer cells in the stool, then the odds of that being a cancer problem are kind of small. And that's where, again, I'd say check with a doctor who can run the stomach acid test for you, who can check about do you need pancreatic digestive enzymes or not. That's also done with a stool test. And only if the hard stool persists after all that's been done and fixed, in the first place, I'd be very surprised, but only after that would I start taking substances to try to soften it. Just the natural digestive process should do that, sir.
I used apple cider vinegar with my salad and so on, and I have been taking probiotics for some time, but none of that really seemed to make much difference.
Well, sir, the apple cider vinegar is not near as strong as the acid that the stomach usually produces. And secondly, the probiotics are only going to help a little. If the pancreas isn't if the on switch over the pancreas isn't being hit by the strong acid signal, then it's not going to work very well either.
I see. Does by any chance the inguinal hernia, can that affect that?
No, sir. Very, very unlikely.
I see. So, well, my primary care physician, he sort of checked around and there. He said, well, maybe I should see a colorectal surgeon. I was a little hesitant, but I'm to check the situation out. But I may have to go and see what they have to say.
Of course. You want to get different opinions, and one of those opinions should come from a doctor who does the natural medicine and knows a lot about the digestion, sir, but that's not the only opinion in the world.
Yeah, well, I might see Dr. Lee down here in Lake City. My wife goes to see here.
Okay, good
and,
thought.
Yeah, maybe start there, too. Oh, thank you, Mr. Wright. I appreciate your help, and we'll keep listening to your informative program.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.